this morning. John chapter 3, starting with verse 3. If you'll stand. John chapter 3, verse 3. In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for Don and Lowell and Denise for sharing their testimonies with us this morning as well. Bless them, Lord. And Father, we love you, and we thank you, Father, for blessing us, and thank you for helping us to understand your word more clearly this morning. And Lord, we just give this service over to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As we do every once in a while here at Calvary, we ask people to come forward and give their testimony, how the Lord's changed their life, and that's what we're going to do this morning. So we've asked Lowell and Don and Denise to do that, and Lowell's going to be first up on the docket. Lowell, if you want to come up and share your testimony of how they came to know the Lord and how the Lord's worked in their life. And we appreciate those three volunteering to do that. So Lowell, you're first up.
Well, I'm not a public speaker like he is, but the reason I am up here is not to tell my story. It's God's story and what he's done for me and done in spite of me. And we'll start, 68 years is a long time to put in 10 minutes, but started off with good, God-fearing parents. There's good moral people, and they went to church every Sunday. Although they didn't talk about church or believism or whatever during the week, it was mainly, kept it to themselves. It's something you didn't really talk about. And I guess as a result of that, I was kind of wondering, how real this is in your life. And, I was the youngest in the family, and the other, my siblings, had never gone past the eighth grade country school type thing. And that's where I started out, too, is in country school. But in when I was in sixth grade, we consolidated, and my parents were really intent on me getting an education and going to high school and this type of thing, which I did. And at the same time, I was going to Lutheran catechism and this type of thing, and going to summer Bible school. And I was getting confused. I was getting double messages. There was the message that the school was teaching and biology was teaching about evolution and this type of thing. And then I'd go to Bible school,